$999. New Kawhi Grand starting at $79.99. Full 88-note digital piano starting at $599. Plus, one-of-a-kind piano orphans that must go before the year end. Scratch and dent models, discontinued models, and many more. Save thousands. These pianos must go. We have huge year-end goals and new models coming out in January. Absolutely no reasonable offer will be refused. Remember, buy a piano from Lacefield Music and all adults receive unlimited adult piano classes for free. Shop South County, St. Charles, Chesterfield, or Shiloh, Illinois. Sale starts December 19th and ends December 31st. Don't miss it.
Dramatically improve the look of your kitchen before Christmas arrives and do it for less than you've ever imagined. It's the Granite Busters End of the Year Upgrade Sale. Call, click, or stop in today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite or quartz. Here's how it works. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a stainless steel undermount sink and a sink grate for free. Go with 50 plus square feet of Category C granite and you'll get the sink, sink grate, and quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade all for free. And if you go with Category D or higher, then you'll get all of the above, plus a lifetime granite sealer absolutely free. Only at Granite Busters, where you'll find over 135 colors and styles. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. It's the end of the year upgrade sale, and it's only at Granite Busters. Online at granitebusters.com. Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires December 31st, 2014.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-900-9981. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-900-9981. That's 1-800-900-9981. 1-800-900-9981.
This Christmas, don't forget to tell the people in your life how much you care with a Hallmark card. Pick up one today at the Hallmark Department at Walgreens.
How much is that joggy in the window?
A lot of people think it's a great idea to get somebody a kitten or a puppy for Christmas. Sometimes that's not a great idea, and I'm sure Dr. Doug will address that. He'll only have one more chance to do it, and that's next week. But sometimes that's a horrible idea. Just because you thought the dog was cute or the kitten or you think it's a good idea, you might not be giving it to the right person. So you might want to think real hard before you do that. It is time to talk to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Phones are already ringing, but here's the number you can still get in. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS. For those of you who have keypads that are worn like ours where you can't see the numbers anymore, that's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It's free. Download it. It's an easy way to get a great cab, a Laclede cab. And now from the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic, here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Hello, doctor.
What's today?
How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Well, thank you.
Hallelujah.
A little delay on some of the sounds. Peon is out today because he became a father this morning, and Kyle is manning the and doing a fine job, I might add. Not a great job, but a fine job. And Tim Weiland is here. Tim, are you a pet owner?
No.
You hate animals?
Oh, no, I had a pet, but when I got divorced, I
ate it?
Had to get rid of the dog. Yeah, really. Ate it at the Chinese restaurant.
It's too bad the baby wasn't born in the afternoon. We could have said he was AM in the PM.
Well, he is AM. He is AM because his initials are A.M. Geis, Archie Michael Geis. How about that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, who was it that pointed that out? The caller.
The caller did.
The caller pointed that out.
Oh, that's very cool.
So,
That's baby number one, I assume.
You heard what I said about giving people kittens or puppies for Christmas.
Yes.
I know you agree. That.
Yeah, I really am cautious. Those are kind of impulsive buys and acquisitions. And, you know, I'm all for families having pets. I just want them to kind of do their homework and due diligence. We've talked about that before. It's best for parents to go and not take the kids the first round, because the first thing they see is the first thing they want. So
the only time I did that once in my life, I gave my mother a Cocker Spaniel, and it was in a box with a bow and whimpering. It's the cutest thing. Uh-huh. It did not go well at all. I don't think she had that. I'm serious. I don't think she had the dog 2 months, because the dog, for as little as it was, when it dropped a pile, it looked like a donkey
or
a horse. I'm not kidding. The doo-doo pile was bigger than the dog, and she couldn't stand it and couldn't housebreak it and ended up having to give it away or something. So it wasn't a good idea. It's usually
it
not.
Another point I wanted to make is, you know, it's with the holiday coming soon, there's a lot of goodies on the table. There's things around the Christmas tree that can be dangerous for pets. You just want to be really
especially
careful.
Cats, they love to grab at that tinsel and stuff.
They do the tinsel, the any other kind of packaging material. They bite at the electric cord to the tree. They can jump at the fixtures on the tree. They can break.
Isn't it Christmas Vacation where
yes.
the cat gets fried?
Yeah, the cat is chewing on the
and then it's
chewing on the cord.
The other thing is, it gets colder. We'll probably reiterate this later, but, you know, the cats hide inside the car engine and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a million one reasons to be concerned, and just keep your heads up and keep the trash away from the pets.
All right. You want to take some calls?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do it. What are the chances? Our first caller is Doug.
Oh,
Doug, say hi to Dr. Doug.
How you doing, Dr. Doug?
Hey, Doug. How are you? What a great name.
Yes, it is. I have a 7-year-old Maine Coon cat. I love the cat to death. I would definitely recommend them as a breed. Very affectionate, very loving. He has a small little blister on his ear.
Okay.
I kind of Googled it last night. They're saying it might be like a hematoma or something like
hematoma.
It doesn't bother him. I can rub it and stuff like that, but it's just a small little bubble on the earlobe. Is that a big deal?
Well, they probably, usually that's occurring, and I haven't seen it, obviously, but if it is an ear hematoma, which just means when they shake their heads or they scratch at their ears, they create a little blister of blood in there, and it can expand. So you might let your vet, usually they'll just draw the fluid out, and sometimes they'll put a little cortisone inside that area, and that's all you need to do. If it gets real big, it may even need a little surgery, but I'd have them check it out just to make sure. And I agree with you. I love Maine Coon cats. They're amazing.
What do they call?
Maine Coon.
I couldn't name you three breeds of cats. I just Siamese.
I know Calico.
Calico.
That's it. That's my, I'm done.
And Tabby.
These are big cats. These are so big, they even get hip dysplasia.
Wow.
Yeah, mine's 21 pounds.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
no. Hey, Doug, thank you for the call. Merry Christmas, okay?
All right. Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
All right. There goes Doug. Here comes Jim. Jim, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How's it going?
Good. You, Jim?
Just fine. I got a question for you. She's about a 10-year-old boxer female, and the weight and everything is good. She's not skinny. She's not, you know, heavy or anything. But I've noticed for like the last month, she'll get into these spells to where she will like lick her paws and mm-hmm. like her legs or whatever. And then probably within, I'd say, 2 or 3 minutes, she starts to slobber really, really bad.
Uh-huh.
And her food and everything, I mean, she's eating and she's drinking and she doesn't, you know, act like she feels bad or anything. But if you let her outside, then she will eat grass and then she will throw up. And I have noticed, too, with her water, I will say this. I forgot this part. She has been drinking a little bit more water than she normally has.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, it's not all day long. Like whenever I get home from work, the dog will, you know, she goes outside and does her business and comes back in. And then within an hour, she'll go to her water bowl. And she'll probably drink for probably 30 to 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And it's not constant, but, you know, and I know she needs to go to the vet, I would say, but I was just wondering what you thought I should look for.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you that she needs to get, she's 10 years old, anything could be going on for a boxer that age, and you want to make sure she's not getting into diabetes or liver disease or adrenal disease or even kidneys. So those are really critical. They all show the symptoms that you're just describing. The slobbering may or may not be associated with the licking. If it is, it might be a matter of either some nausea or maybe something that she's walking in that she's picking up and it's a little bit irritating to her. But again, the other thing could be that she's got some bad teeth in the back of her mouth. So there are a lot of things that justify a good visit to the vet, especially for a dog like this that you love so much. So I would get in before the new year. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
As far as her teeth, the vet said that the last time she was in that her teeth were in good shape, but I guess boxers are prone for the gums to grow down over the top of the teeth.
Yeah, you can get redundant material there, and some of it has to be trimmed away in some cases. You want to make sure it's not something. There are some tumors that do that too. And one that's got a pretty name is odontoblastoma.
Yeah,
that includes the gum line. Yeah. And again, if that's going on, you want to get that trimmed away because it's hard for the tooth to stay healthy with all that redundant material.
He's a hockey player for the Penguins.
Odontoblastoma.
Yeah.
And as far as like the Cushing's disease, I looked that up on the internet, and they say you can expect for the dog to like gain weight with Cushing's. But as far as I can tell, her weight's staying the same. She's just...
Well, if it's early Cushing's, that may not be the case. And, again, the basic blood work, and then there's some special testing to rule that in or rule it out. So you got a lot of good reasons to visit the veterinarian and give him a chance to help you and your pet.
Okay, thank you. And, Frank, I'm AM and the PM.
Well, thank you, Jim. Merry Christmas.
Hey, before we let Dr. Doug go,
Hang on. Did you just hear what he...
What?
Kyle hit You Horse's Hind End to that guy.
He did?
He started to play You Horse's Hind End. That was
Whoa.
A nice guy. He didn't deserve that.
He said, I'm aiming the PM and
everything.
He said,
You Horse's Hind End. What were you going to say?
We need to, before we let Dr. Doug go, we need to ask him about the turtle that breathes out of its butt.
Well, let's get these callers, and then we'll do that the last thing, because these people are holding. But, yeah, if we have time, we'll address that, because I think that's important. This is Pat. Pat, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you doing today?
Good, Pat. And you?
Good. Very good. I have about a 3.5-year-old bloodhound, and he is very, very large and very, very intimidating to people.
Uh-huh.
And I have a hard time sometimes getting him into the vet because my vet wants to bring him in through the side or back door on hours where other patrons aren't there.
This must be one scary dog.
I mean, does he act aggressive in any way?
He has a very low and loud growl and a bark.
Uh-huh.
And he's good with me and my family.
Uh-huh.
And it's just new people he has a problem with.
Well, I'm 62 years old, so I'm not very new. But that's a joke, guys.
What? We didn't get it.
I feel like there's plenty of people that would help you, and I think that sounds like you do want to get him in and check things out. But I love bloodhounds. We used to do bloodhound rescue, actually. And that
right,
was
a- and he is my favorite pet ever, but I want to get him in for the rest of his shots and everything.
Sure.
And usually when I take him in there, I put a muzzle on him.
That's fine.
And, well, he noses around a lot. Like, uh-huh. There's a hole in the backyard, his head is all the way in it. And he's come up with these bumps on his nose and around his mouth that makes it really tender. So if I touch it, he yipes and, you know, gets really, you know, kind of aggressive. So I can't even get the muzzle on now.
So Pat, what is your question for Dr. Dunn?
My question is, what are these bumps on his nose? They're like big zits. And I don't know, is there a drug that I can give him?
Well, he sounds like he needs to be on some antibiotics because he's roughed up that area, and then bacteria find a home in there, and they make little pustules sometimes. And it is sensitive because basically it's raw skin underneath that little pustule. So a good round of antibiotics and sometimes a little anti-inflammatory is all you need.
Is there anything that I can give him before I take him to the vet to look at him that's going to calm him down to make him a little...
If you want to calm him down a little bit, you might talk to your vet about a dosing for some Benadryl before you go in, and that can be very useful.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, that's great.
Have a good holiday.
Thank you, Pat. Have you ever heard of that, doctor? A dog that even the vet is scared for other patients or owners, dog owners to see?
Well, we have
scared?
Some animals that come in, and they're tougher than others.
I can see if you brought a tiger to the vet. You know,
yeah,
take
I mean,
it to the side door.
I shouldn't say that. We had a lion, 600-pound lion in our clinic for about 2 weeks.
Oh, my paw hurts.
Okay. Here's Dan Strauss doing the cowardly lion coming into your clinic. Go ahead,
Well,
Dan.
He did look like that. He had kind of cross eyes, and he was in a big run, and he was just kind of, you know, his tongue would hang out like, give me a kiss.
Doctor, we have to let Dan do this.
His name is Clarence.
There'll be no rest until... Go ahead, Dan.
Dr. Doug, it hurts when I pee.
I got it out of his system.
Check your prostate out.
Let me get Beverly in here. Beverly, say hi to Dr. Doug. Beverly? Oh, Beverly, that's you. I know you're there.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Beverly? Okay, Beverly, we're going to have to move on to Richard. Richard, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. I got a question for you.
Okay, Richard, what can I do for you?
I got a 5-year-old boxer, and he just recently went blind.
Okay.
His eyesight comes and goes, but mainly it's gone now. My problem is he doesn't eat or drink anymore, and I took him to the vet. To a couple of vets, and they don't seem to understand that he acts like he's depressed. He just lost his best friend.
Well, I'd be depressed, too, if I went blind.
If I was blind.
Yeah.
You know, you said he's not eating or drinking. Is that at all, or just he's cut down a lot?
He eats very little, and I have not seen him drink and...
Well, you know, I don't know what his eye issue is. If it was something like glaucoma, that's very painful and uncomfortable. And there are medications or other things to manage that. I always keep saying that this is the kind of animal that really needs to be reviewed. And if your vet's not comfortable with it, you can have them ask for a referral to one of the specialty clinics because there are some wonderful ophthalmologists in town, veterinary ophthalmologists, by the way. So,
yeah,
plenty of alternatives.
His pupils are really dilated. I mean, that's what they said.
Yeah. I would go to the ophthalmologist. Board-certified guys can at least understand if it's a retinal disease or if it's something in the front part of the eye. So until you know that, you don't really know what you're dealing with and whether it's something that's permanent or can be fixable. Okay?
Yeah. My biggest concern, though, I can't get him to eat or drink water anymore.
Well, maybe he's just so uncomfortable, as I said, that he's either discomforted with pain, or maybe he can't see and he's a little bit confused and scared. So, and there are some medications that stimulate appetite that your vet can assign to you. So I wouldn't try and do this on your own. I think you're going to jeopardize an opportunity to get this guy taken care of, okay?
Yeah. Well, I did take him to do 2 different vets, and so far I ain't been getting any help.
Right. It sounds to me like you need a specialist to take a deeper look
at
it. I don't know what the vets have done, of course, but okay?
Yeah. All righty.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Richard. And now we go to Lori. Lori, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Lori. How are you, honey?
Well, there's good days and bad days.
I currently
have an 8-year-old service animal who happens to be a cat.
Okay.
Who unfortunately now has feline vaccine cancer.
Okay, right.
And outcomes are generally not good.
Right.
From what I've been told. It's in his hind leg, so it's a good location that things are good that way.
Right.
When you amputate a hind limb, though, on a cat, success rate for that cat to adjust, if that cat's currently
a tree-dweller
kind of a cat.
Yeah, you wouldn't even be able to tell, but as long as having a rear leg removed is much better for dogs and cats, easier on them than having a foreleg, and I would get it because those fibrosarcomas are really kind of dangerous and they keep coming back. You can cut them away, but, they're a bad thing, and you know, one in so many thousands of animals is susceptible to it, but it is generally brought on by vaccine.
It's 1%. So I'm lucky to have that 1%.
Yeah. So I would say the surgery on a cat would be, we just did one the other day on a dog, and it's doing great. They really accommodate to it very well. You won't even be able to tell that the leg's missing unless you're looking.
Okay, but in the future then for vaccines, do I take the risk of...
Well, is it an inside cat?
He is, but he's my service animal.
Okay.
So he is with me 24/7 until I can raise $25,000 to get a dog.
Right. Well, I mean, I can't speak... You know, I'm not your veterinarian, but in situations like that, for my own clients, I'd probably say if there's a risk, then I wouldn't. I'd have to look and talk to an oncologist to find out if once the cat has already been afflicted with this, if vaccines in the future are going to be more detrimental or they won't matter. You know, in terms
okay.
of causing more risk.
Okay. So the oncologist could let us know that then.
Yeah, they should be able to tell you statistically
okay.
whether that's
a concern
or not. Because
they have to find one. So, okay.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Lori.
You. Bye.
Doctor, I'll ask you this, and then we'll wrap it up. I didn't want to ask her because I don't want to make her think that I'm... she might take it the wrong way. A service cat?
Yeah.
And until she can get a dog? I mean, how can the cat be sufficient as a service animal if you really need a dog as a service animal?
Well, I mean, if it's working, and there are some programs that, you know, like at assisted living homes and stuff like that where a cat's really appropriate, and I don't know why she thinks she needs a dog, but they can work as well. So, you know, I don't know what the scenario is.
Yeah, can I mention something that really bugs me? And,
sure.
and I know a couple people that do this. They pass off their dog as a service dog, just to get it on the airplane.
Well,
and it's not a service dog at all.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
It happens a whole lot. It's like the same people that have the handicap stickers to park, and they're not handicapped.
Right.
And they buy these little vests that say service dog. It's just a dog.
Yeah.
There's nothing service about it. There's no doctor that said they need it. They do it. It's fraud, and they get to put the dog on the plane.
I get aggravated with the parking deal. I see people walk out of a car, a big fancy car, and they're trotting to the restaurant, and it has, you know, they're in the parking space that says prohibited to do this unless you're handicapped, and they do it anyway.
And you know what? The only reason I don't ever say anything is sometimes it's not a noticeable or obvious handicap. Somebody might have a heart condition where they can't walk half a block or something.
That's true, too.
I don't know. Hey, you want to do this again next week?
I would love to.
Done.
Have a wonderful holiday.
All right, we'll do it.
Talk to you.
All right.
And be good.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Doug Bernikoff, everybody. This is... Things sound a little weird today, and if the clapping sounds a little loud, I can hardly hear myself.
What?
I said if the clapping sounds too loud, it's because Kyle is running the board. Send your hate mail to, what's your email address, Kyle?
Kyle Bittner at KTRS.
B-I-1-T or 2?
B-U-E.
B-U-E.
It's German.
T.
T.
Two T's.
Two T's.
Kyle, K-Y-L-E, B.
Dot Bittner at KTRS.
Now it's getting complicated.
Oh, my goodness.
Just call the general manager.
Yeah.
it's get rid of that guy. He screwed the whole show up.
Right.
That was Dr. Doug, brought to you by the Klee Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. And now on the line, and you cannot mess this up because this guy's an advertiser. So when he speaks, he needs to be on the air. John Londoff, are you there?
Frank, I am here.
Kyle did it.
All right.
Way to be, Kyle.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, can you give Frank that email address again, please?
It's too complicated.
Oh,
it's
you
just, painful.
It's just too complicated.
Painful. Just write it down on a piece of paper.
Now, I'm sure by now you know the news that Peon is a daddy.
Mimi Londoff told me first thing this morning.
Yeah, 7 pounds, 10 ounces. I say that for the women because they care about that stuff. Archie Michael Geis.
Archie,
yeah, you don't hear that every day. And I said, what are you going to call him? And he said, Archie. That's what they're going to call him, Archie.
Named after what, Archie Bunker?
I don't know. We didn't get that far. I'll ask him that later. Maybe a family member.
I doubt
that it's Archie Bunker.
I did ask him if it was anyone in the family. He said no.
He said, no, geez.
Yeah, the cartoon.
As if it's over, Archie Bunker.
Archie and Jughead. And,
so 152, date of birth, 12/17/14. Little Archie.
Pretty amazing. Yeah. Congratulations, Ian. Because you know he's listening.
I know. I mean, he's
asleep. With the new baby, boy, he probably misses you guys so
much. I think
much.
He's asleep while his wife's cooking dinner.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I don't think he's asleep.
Yeah.
He should maybe call in.
He did.
Maybe let Art. Did he call in?
Oh, yeah. You should listen to the show. Yeah, he called in.
You know, I'm running a big company here, okay?
Well, I forgot. Yeah,
right, buddy?
I forgot.
In a big place here, you know? Yeah,
that's right. I forgot.
125 some odd employees relying on.
You say you have some odd employees.
Every heartbeat.
Is that what he said? I have 125.
That's what I heard. 125
some
odd employees.
Odd employees.
Yeah.
Who are the odd ones?
You know, sometimes it's just not funny. You're making fun of
and
me.
And sometimes it is funny.
It really isn't.
Well, but it's not funny maybe to you.
Close to Christmas. You know, maybe somebody would find a soft spot in their heart.
Oh, you know why?
Be nice to a long time.
I feel so
like
bad. I feel so bad now. Let me check. No, I don't.
Yeah, you don't.
No, I really
don't.
So how's business today? Does it just come to a screeching halt as you get close to Christmas?
No. Heck no. We've been very, very busy.
Now, do you offer that bow
on
the
hood? If you check out online at LawnDuff.com, you'll find out why when you check out our crazy low prices at LawnDuff.com. General Motors just came out with a 20% discount off of MSRP, okay?
Ooh.
So, Dan, if you have a vehicle that stickers for $25,000 MSRP, what would the rebate be?
All right, hang on.
What is it?
20%
$25,000 MSRP, 20%.
Now, this is where Peon would play.
We'll just do that right now.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Okay,
all right, 20% off $25,000. How much is that off?
And then what would the sticker price be?
$25,000. What would that make the sticker price if you took 20% off?
$32,000.
$32,000.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a deal. That's a great
deal. Let's go over this again.
Yeah. Backtrack here.
This time I'll talk a little bit slower for you all, okay? So there is a 20% discount of MSRP.
I can tell you right now it's $5,000
off. Rebate. So the rebate now on that $25,000 Chevy, the rebate now is $5,000.
Oh, how'd you do that so fast?
If it's a $30,000 MSRP, like a Camaro.
$6,000.
So it's on Chevy, Spark, Sonic, Camaros, and Impalas. So Spark, Sonic, Spark, uh-oh, Sonic, Cruze, Camaro, and Impala.
What's it on again?
The MSRP is $30,000. The rebate is $6,000, and it's on the select group of vehicles. It's the aged inventory, so it's vehicles that have been sitting here for maybe 100 days or longer. We have them all marked. The guys have been working feverishly, but we got about 100 vehicles out of our 700-plus new car, new truck inventory that the rebate is 20% of MSRP. It should be up at LawnDuff.com now.
That's crystal clear. Here to tell everybody. Here to tell everybody what MSRP stands for is Kyle. Go ahead, Kyle.
MSRP, manufacturer sales
suggested
retail price. Put another mark in his personnel file.
Okay.
Yeah. MSRP, manufacturer suggested retail.
I knew the math question.
So we had a salesman that worked here for us for years. Great guy. I loved him. I mean, just a great, great guy. I was a major league ball player for the Cubs. Still to this day, a Cubs fan. Ooh. Don't hold that against him. His name was Tom Jones, and of course, you know, he always thought.
What's new, Pussycat?
Whoa.
Yeah, that Tom Jones.
No, he wouldn't sing, though. Uh-huh. But he was a salesman here for us for 15, 16, 17 years. And his sales manager was Gary Gubser. Gary Gubser was on the air just a week ago, and Gary was with us for 28 years. So we hear Tom talking to a customer about MSRP, MSRP, MSRP. And so we called Tom over to the office. We said, Tom, what is that MSRP you keep talking to your customer about? Oh, come on, Gubby. He said, that's the Missouri suggested retail price.
Well,
Gary was from Illinois, so Gary goes, well, now let me ask you this, Gary said. What if it's an Illinois customer?
ISRP.
He goes, Gary, but we sell cars in Missouri. I don't care what they call it in Illinois.
Great answer.
Funny.
Great
now,
answer.
That was funny.
Yeah.
But it is manufacturer suggested retail price, and I have a hard time saying that, don't I?
You just proved that, yeah.
MSRP. Can you say it, Frank?
MSRP.
No, say it.
You said MSRP.
Manufacturer
suggested retail price. Dan, say it.
Manufacturer suggested retail price.
Yeah. You just need to slow down a little, Jim.
Say it faster.
Just slow down.
Manufacturer suggested retail price. You have to slow it down.
Yeah, slow it down.
That's what it is. 20%.
Here, I got one for you. Have you ever done those loosening up exercises for your tongue? Red leather, yellow leather. A lot of times, speakers before they speak, they'll go. It's like singers go. Red leather, yellow leather.
Do that again.
Red leather, yellow leather. Do that five times. Go ahead.
No. Okay. I pay for these spots. You're not going to make fun of me, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to let you do it. I'm going to keep talking about 20% of MSRP. And, Kyle, what does that stand for?
Manufactured suggested retail price.
Oh, man. You kidding me?
Woo! I didn't get it again.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's awesome. That's great.
That's on pretty much everything except the Corvette, correct?
No, it's first of all, on a Camaro, it's a great deal. Unbelievable. You might have, on an Impala, you might have an $8,000, a rebate. Okay, let's see, hold on. Got a text from Mimi. Thank you. I don't know what that is for. Oh, okay, so here's the deal. We're open late tonight. Okay. I mean, as late as you want us to be here, we will be here for your great. And we've had so many wonderful AM and the PM listeners that, Frank, I'm telling you what, when they look at me and they know that I'm I guess I can call you a friend, can I?
Yeah, I think so. I hope
kinda,
so.
Kind of
yeah.
Hesitated on that.
Not a long time.
So the people that know that, like, I know you, that we're friends, kind of friends, right. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
They just cannot.
What was that? You have a horn section in your office? It sounded
I forgot to turn off my speaker, but I want to listen. When I get an email, I want to make sure that I'm on it right away,
I don't blame you.
Jump on those emails.
Could be a sale.
Exciting here. Jenny Lawn Chevrolet, number one service department in the entire Midwest. Been very, very busy. The guys are unbelievable back in the shop. Bruce Weiner and Billy Lee and 26 fantastic technicians. Floors get scrubbed every night. The place is spotless because you know what? You want to make sure that your car stays nice and clean when it comes in here. And you just see what a great does. It's where I grew up. That service department was like my playground when I was a young fella, which was quite a few years ago. So. Yeah. Come and visit us at 1375 Dunn Road, Interstate 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit in beautiful, beautiful, safe, gorgeous Florissant, Missouri. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Frank, do you have your Christmas shopping done?
I don't do Christmas shopping.
What about for your grandson? What about for your grandson?
It's done. I did it at Cracker Barrel.
Come on, seriously?
No, I did Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel has a whole bunch of neat little stuff for kids.
So you just went, you were eating another meal?
No, after you eat, you go in the little Cracker Barrel store, and they have little games and puzzles, and I got him a little revolver, the little laser revolver, electric. And then my wife picked him up something. Women always have to do, that stuff that we wouldn't buy, little sweaters and stuff. So he's good. I don't run around a Christmas shop. I'll make one other stop at one store 2 days before Christmas, and I'm finished.
Aren't you lucky?
No, I just don't do it. I don't. I'm not going to play that game. Run.
I don't blame you, Frank. You don't have to. A man of your stature, you don't have to.
No, Christmas is not a big deal as an obligation to give people in the family stuff. We'll open some stuff, but I've never wanted it to be about that. I want everybody to just be at the house. That's it. That's my Christmas present. Everybody at the house.
That's great.
Sounds corny, but that's
the truth. No, it doesn't. I love Christmas. We get. Harry Londup just had his last final at the University of Dayton for this semester. One more semester at the University of Dayton. Then he graduates in May. Cannot wait. And his younger brother, Tim Londup, has one more final tomorrow. Then they hop in their Chevy Equinox and drive very safely home. And then that's when Christmas begins. Got all of us together, and that house gets loud.
I'm sure it does.
Okay.
Right, what's that phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Kyle, one more time. MSRP.
Manufactured suggested retail price?
My man. All right.
And he said that with a question mark.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, really.
did I get it? Yeah.
All right. We'll be open late tonight. Can't wait to meet some more of the just greatest people in the world, AM and the PM crowd.
All right. We'll send you some business. Thank you, John.
All right, thanks, man. Bye-bye.
There he goes, John Londoff. Tonight on NBC is the Michael Bublé Christmas special.
Ooh.
No, that doesn't require. That's not an astounding.
He's trying so hard.
I know he is. Peon has 16 years behind that controller.
Right.
The reason I mention it is I've tried to watch it. This is his fourth or fifth. I like Michael Bublé, but yeah. Boy, his Christmas specials are horrible.
Really?
And, yeah, and I was ready for this one to be a good one, and then I saw who his special guest is. Barbara Streisand.
Oh.
I cannot stand Barbara Streisand. I know she's a fantastic singer, yeah. But I can't stand her. I don't like any celebrities that try to preach politics to people and right. try to inflict their beliefs and what they think this country. Shut up and just sing. I can't stand her. So now that's her face. Thank you. Very good. Well done. So I probably will watch a little bit of it until she comes on, and then I won't watch it. And then before we break, Tim Weiland is in the studio, and I called him today, and I got this, the person you are calling has a mailbox.
Who is this?
It's Tim Weiland. Has a mailbox that is,
it's not set up yet.
What is that about? Why?
All right. My phone is a corporate phone. It's provided to me from the radio station.
Lucky.
Well,
this radio station?
Yeah, really. I just let the cat out of the bag. Here's the story. When Highway 40 shut down, for the two different times they shut down, and we were in the helicopter, we had no way to communicate with the studio. So they said, here, we'll get you a phone. And they provided me a phone. Over the past several years, they've changed phones now. We're with Verizon now. I've tried to set up a voicemail, and it will not allow me. So I get it from Lauren. Everybody here calls me. You need to get your voicemail set up, okay? We go to Verizon. The guy said, nope, it won't let you do it. You need this, this, and this. So I come up to the station. They give me paperwork that has code numbers and things on it. I take it over there. He tries to do it. It won't do it. You need to get the tax code number. And it's the most monumental feat I've tried to do, and I won't do it.
Well, can you actually set up a voicemail on those old brick phones? Isn't that what they gave
you?
They gave him a bag phone.
Yeah. Well, this isn't a bag phone, but I mean, it's not an iPad or anything. It's a cheap phone, but it just got to the point where, okay, I look at it and I could see, okay, Frank called me.
Okay, yeah, you get a pass. You get a pass. You've explained it.
I have tried so hard.
What was that? What the hell?
Difficulties. Please stand by.
No,
there you go.
No, hold on.
He was having technical difficulties.
But the show's not having technical. That's for if the show stumbles and has a technical difficulty. You know?
I didn't get a summary. It just had two words, technical difficulty.
But here's the other thing. I'll give you this.
I call people and the thing comes on and says, the person you're calling has a mailbox that is full.
Yeah, I don't get that.
That I don't get.
I don't understand that.
But here's the way I look at it. And Frank Ladd was always the one saying, you need to get this voicemail. So I go, Frank, my voicemail is going to say, hi, this is Tim. I can't get to the phone right now. Leave a name and a number. Well, all I have to do is look at who called, and I could see Frank called me at this time.
That is true.
So I don't see what the difference is that I should listen to the message saying, hey, it's Frank Ladd, when I can look and see missed call Frank Ladd at 10:03, you know?
Okay.
So it just became too much work to try to get it done. I've gone to Verizon, and I finally told everybody here, guys, I've tried it. Leave me alone.
Well, what a great attitude.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Leave me alone.
That's right.
Now, we got to take a break. We come back, and before you know it, Bill Cleveland will join us on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And Tim's not going to phone in his traffic. He's right here to give it to you.
Yeah, live. And the last check, the highway is still shut down. Westbound 70 just before Cypress. There's a major accident there. Now, they are diverting traffic off at Natural Bridge, and it sounds like they maybe also have it between Highway 170. If you're stuck there, they're going off at Natural Bridge, and then they've got it shut down where you have to detour on Highway 170. So that's causing a major backup to Jennings Station Road now. They have cleared the crash on eastbound 44 at the Merrimack River Bridge, so that's all thinned out. Southbound 270, you are running slow in pockets now between Page down through Doherty Ferry, a little bit heavy at between 44 and Gravois. If you're traveling westbound 40, stop and go from Boyle through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and eastbound 270 stacking up at the usual spot from McDonald through New Florissant. This report brought to you by the Advanced Vaping System from Finn. Are you still smoking? You know how bad it is, so you finally want to quit. For the first time, there is an e-cig that really works. The advanced vaping system from Finn, available in major pharmacies and retailers. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because we're giving away free trials of new Garcinia Cambogia to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss, you must be over 25 and want to lose more than 30 pounds. Call now for your free full-size trial. 1-800-500-6363. A famous doctor called Garcinia Cambogia the holy grail of weight loss, and it's no wonder why. New Garcinia Cambogia is so powerful, you can lose up to 4 pant sizes without starving yourself or spending hours at the gym. But hurry. Due to overwhelming demand, there's a strict limit of 1 free trial per household. Again, if you're over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it's crucial that you write down this number for your free trial of New Garcinia Cambogia. 1-800-500-6363. 1-800-500-6363. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-500-6363.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41, and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-959-4779. That's 1-800-959-4779. 1-800-959-4779. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We didn't think it could happen, but it happened. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75 fixed. Now's the time to act and lower your mortgage payment.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're number one in St. Louis, you can do things others can't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed today. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Take advantage of these special rates now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blues.
Rates are down to 2.75%, 15-year fixed, APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
They did it for us. Served on the front lines defending our freedom. But now, Army veteran Justin and his family from Spanish Lake could use some help this holiday season. So here's what we're doing for them. A live tree, lighting for the tree, gift certificates, a house cleaning, a cleaning supply basket, auto detailing, an ice skating outing, and more to say thank you. KTRS and AD Lift Truck present Home for the Holidays. From the meadows at Lake St. Louis, Creative Landscapes, Auto Fresh, Gingham's Home Style Restaurant, the City of Florissant, Daniel's Farm and Greenhouses, Better Life Maids, and KTRS.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726-SOLD.
or KathyHelbiggroup.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland. Now, that music seems very loud.
Yeah, bring it down a little.
Kyle is running the board. We want to make sure everybody don't send Peon hate emails. He's not here today. Kyle, now it's so low and barely here. Okay. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpers and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi. You'll be glad you did. It's free and it works, and it's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Where's that
on? Turn on the annex.
Where's
that
where's
hi,
the
Bill.
Oh, hold on. Where's the on? There they are. There they are.
How are you, Bill?
I can't hear you over all that applause.
What? Where are you, Bill?
So you can turn the music. Say hi to Kyle. He's running the board because Peon's a new daddy. You kill the music now, Kyle. We're into the segment now. Yeah. Thank
holy
you. I know.
Crap.
It's a disaster.
Yeah. I will just say quickly that, Kyle, I have been in your shoes. And I do not envy you at all. good job. I don't know what you've done. It could be horrible. It's still a good job.
Well, he's obviously being punished for something. That's why he was put in here today.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Well, speaking of punishment, let me share a few jokes with you.
Okay.
A new poll shows 40% of Americans say they would be okay with President Obama being the first president to visit Cuba in over 50 years.
Mm.
And the same poll, 80% of Americans said they'd approve him going to Cuba but not coming back.
I knew he'd say that.
Right.
Now, normally he gets a rim shot when he says something funny.
That's all right.
But he hasn't said anything funny. So you're okay. Okay. Just keep it rolling, Bill.
Well, as the group that hacked into Sony's emails releases more private emails from within the company, turns out Alex Trebek almost quit hosting Jeopardy when producers asked him to retape an episode.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, actually, he was just mad they didn't ask him in the form of a question. But he
oh, see, that's funny. That deserved a win.
And now it's funny. Yeah, ooh, I'll hilarious. Do one more because I don't really want to be part of this anymore.
Okay.
And finally, this afternoon.
This is where they applaud and finally.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Wow. Vladimir Putin has been named Russian's Man of the Year for the 15th year in a row.
Goose.
Russians were able to vote. They had two options on this year's ballot. You could select the Vladimir Putin or electric chair. Those were your options. He won again. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM.